Praise God. It is now 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we are going to dive right in to our international prayer call. I'd like to welcome all. My name is Annie Okoye. I am your host. This prayer call is hosted by Frustrated to Sophisticated. I am the founder of Frustrated to Sophisticated. This is a virtual encouragement website for women all over the world. On tonight, we will dive right in and get into our prayer. Prior to going into our prayer, we're going to be reading from the book of Isaiah. I am going to read Isaiah, the 41st chapter, starting at the very 10th verse. And then I will conclude on verse 18. So I will be reading Isaiah 41, 10 through 18, and it reads as follows. And I'm reading from an NIV study Bible. It reads as follows. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed in disgrace. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who rage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. Do not be afraid, for do not be afraid, you warm Jacob, little Israel. Do not fear, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. See, I will make you into a threshing sledge, new and sharp with many teeth. You will thresh the mountains and crush them and reduce the hills of chaff. You will winnow them. The wind will pick them up and a gale will blow them away. But you will rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The poor and needy search for water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched in thirst, but I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will make the rivers flow on barren heights and spring within the valley. I will turn the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into springs. Without further ado, we are going to go right into our prayer. We have read such an encouraging word from the Lord tonight from the book of Isaiah 41, warning us and just reminding us not to fear, not to fear. So tonight we are going to be praying for Frustrated to Sophisticated Ministry. We are going to be praying for salvation for the lost. We are going to be praying for complete healing. We are going to be praying for deliverance. We are going to be praying for the mercy of God. And we are going to be praying for the favor of God. For truly the children of Israel were favored by God to experience this type of protection from God. And that is what we desire as the children of God. Let us begin praying for Frustrated to Sophisticated Ministry. Father, we thank you so much for another opportunity to come into your presence, to come into the courthouse. Lord God, we come into the courtrooms this evening, Lord God, just coming, giving you glory, giving you honor, giving you praise for who you are. For God, truly, there is none like you. We exalt you tonight, Lord God. We magnify your holy name. We shabbat you tonight, Lord God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord God, for truly we know that we're nothing without you, Lord God. Father, we glorify you and you alone, Lord God. We exalt you and you alone, Lord God. God, we magnify your most holy name, Lord God, for everything that you have done and everything that you're yet doing in our lives. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Lord God. Father, we shabbat you tonight, Lord God. We lift your name up on high. For God, truly, your word says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. Father, that you would move miraculously and draw men to you from the north, the south, the east, and the west, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift up frustrated to sophisticated to you tonight, Lord God. God, this ministry was designed to provide virtual encouragement to women all over the world, Lord God. Lord, being a resource to reach those, Lord God, all over the world, Lord God, not restricted by any bounds or means, Lord God. God, we thank you for this ministry, Lord God. We pray that you will continue to provide ingenious ideas, Lord God, to the founder, to myself, Lord God, and others, Lord God, that we may continue to share your word, Lord God, that we may continue to minister to the lost and minister to the women all over the world, Lord God, that women all over the world may begin to gravitate to this ministry, Lord God, and continue to grow, Lord God, spiritually, Lord God, that they may begin to even pull loved ones into the fold, Lord God, that they may begin to pull loved ones to Christ, Lord God. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in this ministry, Lord God. For God, truly, we despise not the small beginnings, Lord God. For truly, Lord, it may seem discouraging to many when they start off small, but Lord God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for what you have done and what you're yet doing through frustrated to sophisticated ministries, Lord God. Father, you know what our desire is. Our desire is to pull in women from all over the world, to encourage them, to minister to them, Lord God, to show them the way to salvation, and Lord God, to equip them, Lord God, on how to win souls for you, Lord God, to equip them on how to encourage them, their families, Lord God, and their loved ones, Lord God. Father, continue to minister to us the how. Continue to minister to us the way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, tonight we pray for the lost, Lord God. For God, truly, you know and you see all things, Lord God. Father, tonight we specifically lift up Sister Teresa Smith's children to you, Lord God. But God, truly, her heart cries out for her children, Lord God. God, that all of her children may come to know you, Lord God, and that all of her children may come to, Lord God, be rapture ready, Lord God, that her children may be ready when the trumpet sound, Lord God. So, Father, tonight we lift up Holly, Lord God. We lift up Ryan, Lord God. We lift up Ty, Lord God. We lift up Samuel, Lord God. We lift up Abigail, Lord God. We lift up Emily, Lord God. And Father, even Sister Michelle, children, Lord God, her daughter and her granddaughter, Lord God, we lift these souls up to you, Father. I don't know them, but you know them intimately, Lord God. For God, your word declares that you know each of us by the number of hairs upon our head, Lord God. What a great intimacy, Lord God. Father, you know all of us, Lord God. So each and every one of these names, Lord God, I even lift up my children, Lord God, Raphael, Elisha, and Naomi, Lord God. All of these names, Lord God, all of those, Lord God, who are chiming in, Lord God, who are lifting up the names of their loved ones tonight. Father, you hear their cry, Lord God. Father, I'm praying that you would move miraculously in the lives of their loved ones, that they may come to know you, Lord God. God, that they may give, Lord God, their heart to you wholeheartedly, Lord God. God, that they may surrender their will to your will, Lord God. Father, that they may come to know you in a more intimate way, Lord God, and Father, that they may be rapture ready, Lord God, when the trumpet sound, Lord God. God, we say tonight, create in us, we pray David's prayer, Lord God, create in us a clean heart, oh God, renew within us the right spirit, Lord God. If there be anything in us, Lord God, that is unclean and that is not like you, Lord God. We're asking that you would purge our hearts, purge our souls, purge our minds, Lord God. Give us a heart, soul, and mind. Give us a desire, Lord God, God, to live a holy life before you, Lord God, pleasing in your sight, Lord God. Father, that those, Lord God, around us, Lord God, may even see the light of you in us, Lord God, that our life style may be ministry to those around us, Lord God. God, you know who the lost are, Lord God. God, you know who the lost are. Father, we're asking tonight, Father, that you would make them uncomfortable, Lord God. God, we're asking that you would begin to interrupt dreams, Lord God. Interrupt plans, Lord God. Interrupt plans, Lord God. Interrupt aspirations and goals, Lord God. God, that people may see, Lord God, that it is time to be rapture ready, that it is time to come to know you in a more intimate way, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory tonight, Lord. We give you honor because we know, Father, that you are such a loving God. You are such a compassionate God. Just as you did for the Israelites, you made a way. But God, truly, you said that you would allow pools of water to come forth, Lord God, in the areas in which they thirst most, Lord God. Father, you said in your word, fear not, multiple times, Lord God. God, for you are with us. Father, tonight we relinquish our fears. We release our fears to you, Lord God. We relinquish control. For God, truly, we don't even have control of them. We think we have control, but we relinquish control to you tonight, Lord God, to get down into those areas in which we fear, Lord God, to get down in those areas in which, Lord God, we struggle with most, Lord God. Father, you know what those fears are. God, every fear, Lord God, that triggers anxiety in our life, Lord God, we surrender it to you tonight, Lord God. We lay it on the altar tonight, Lord God. God, that you would move in a miraculous way, Lord God. God, that you would eradicate that fear out of our lives, Lord God. God, that we may be able to solely place our trust in you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, those who are struggling, trusting you, Lord God. Lord God, deal with their heart tonight, Lord God. Touch their heart, Lord God. Penetrate their heart, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that you're not like man. Lord God, for your word says that you're not like man that would lie to us. Neither are you like the son of man that will have to repent, Lord God. For if you said a thing, Lord God, that you would watch over your word and see to it that it is accomplished, Lord God. Father, have your people, Lord God, come to know tonight that you are a God that do not lie, that you are a God that is trustworthy, that you are a God that can be relied on, Lord God. Let them see and know, Lord God, that they can trust you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, you know those, Lord God, who are in desperate need for their loved ones, Lord. As they call out their loved one's name tonight, we ask, Lord God, that soul salvation, Lord God, that those, Lord God, whose names are ringing in the heavens' ears tonight, Lord God, God, that they may be touched by you tonight, Lord God. God, that they may have a desire to surrender their will to your will, Lord God. That they have a desire, Lord God, to let go and let you come in their life and be in complete control. Father, tonight we pray for healing, Lord God. Those who are struggling in their lives, Lord God, the sick and the shut in, those who are sick in their homes, those who are shut in their homes, those who cannot get out and go to church, those who cannot get out and do things for themselves. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, tonight for divine healing from heaven, Lord God. But God, truly your word says, Lord God, your son Jesus said to us, these things and greater shall we do also, Lord God. Father, we stretch forth our hands tonight, Lord God. God, that you will release divine healing, Lord God, to the sick and the shut in, Lord God. God, heal their bodies and let them see and know that you are real, Lord God. Let them see and know, Father, that you still are working miracles right here today, Lord.
Lord God. God, move by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Father, if it be cancer, Lord God, I pray that you would eradicate that cancer in the body in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. God, whatever it may be, Lord God, if it is a sexually transmitted disease, I pray, Father, that you would eradicate it in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, if it's a heart issue, a lung issue, Lord God, any kind of internal organ issue, Lord God, I bind and rebuke it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I commend this body to align with the word of God. I commend this body to align as whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for complete healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. For God, your word says that you were bruised, Lord God, for our transgressions, Lord God. Father, we know, Father, that you suffered the ultimate penalty, Lord God. God, that we might be able to walk in divine healing, Lord God. So we give you glory and honor tonight, Lord God, for healing the bodies of those, Lord God, under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Even those believing for other loved ones, Lord God. We thank you for their healing in advance, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that those who are unable to walk are going to be able to get up off the bed and walk, Lord God. God, we thank you for those who are unable to see are going to be able to open their eyes and see, Lord God. We thank you for those who are mute and unable to speak. They're going to be able to open their mouth and speak, Lord God. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Father, tonight we lift up those who are in desperate need of deliverance tonight, Lord God. Those under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Those who are believing for loved ones who are in desperate need of deliverance, for friends, for acquaintances, for associates, for colleagues, for those who they know, loved ones, Lord God, children even, Lord God. Those who are in need of deliverance from anything, Lord God, if it's an addiction, Lord God, we know that that addiction is not stronger than you, oh God. God, if it is deliverance of oppression, depression, Lord God, possession, Lord God, of any demonic foul spirits, Lord God, we declare your word, Lord God. God, we release even now the angels, Lord God. We ask that you would release the angels, the warring angels, Lord God, that they may war against these spirits that are unclean and not like you. Father, those persons, Lord God, who are struggling, Lord God, who have tapped into a demonic realm, Lord God, that has enabled their body to be possessed by ancient demons, Lord God, in multiple forms, Lord God. I declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. I pray even now that the blood of Jesus may deliver them from this possession in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you glory, Lord God. We know that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. We know that there is nothing too hard for you. There is no type of addiction too hard for you to break. There is no kind of deliverance needed too hard for you to deliver from. God, there is no type of healing, Lord God, that you can't release and heal, Lord God. God, there is nothing that you cannot do, Father. For God, truly your word says, for in you there is nothing impossible, Lord God. So, Father, I pray even now that you will get into every impossible deliverance situation and begin to eradicate it, Lord God. God, that those who need desperately deliverance, that they may be delivered this night in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you tonight, Lord God. We come to you calling upon you, Abba, our Father. But truly, Lord God, you are our only Father. You are the only one, Father, that can grant us grace and mercy. Father, we come to you tonight praying, asking that you would release your mercy over our lives. Release your mercy over our lives. Lord God, release your mercy over our loved ones. Father, for those who are still, Lord God, trying to find way, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are still, Lord God, saying, Lord God, they're not ready. Father, we're praying divine mercy, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, for your mercy. We need your mercy, Lord. We need your mercy, Lord. We need your mercy, Lord. We need your mercy, Lord God. God, release your mercy on us, Lord. Release your mercy on us, Lord. On our loved ones, release your mercy, Lord God. On us, Lord, release your mercy, Lord God. On our colleagues, release your mercy, Lord God. On those around us, release your mercy, Lord God. On our communities, Lord God, release your mercy, Lord God. On the government, Lord, release your mercy, Lord. On the United States, release your mercy, Lord God. On, Lord God, foreign countries, release your mercy, Lord God. Father, release your mercy, Lord. Over your people, we are in desperate need for your mercy, Lord. Father, we can't do it without you. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need your mercy, Lord. Let your mercy reign upon us, Lord. Endow us with your divine mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Father, tonight, we ask, Lord. Lord God, tonight, we ask for favor. We come to you tonight asking for divine favor. Father, there is a thing called favor from God. We need your favor. We petition you tonight for divine favor. Father, we petition you tonight for the favor of Esther. Father, we petition you tonight for the favor of Esther. Father, we petition you tonight for the favor of Esther. Father, move by your Holy Spirit in our lives. Open doors, Lord God, that no man can shut. Close doors, Lord God, that no man can open. Rain, God, your glory and your blessings over our lives. Allow us to experience your divine favor, Lord God. Enable us to experience a Daniel-like favor, Lord God. God, that even if we are in the midst of, Lord God, the most troublesome issue in our life, that we may feel and experience your favor, Lord God. Father, as we may go on about our day, Lord God, Father, we may feel the trouble, we may feel the tension, we may feel the anxiety, we may feel the fears of this world, but we let it all go. We leave it at your feet tonight, Lord God, and we petition you for your divine favor. God, endow us with your divine favor. Endow us with your divine favor. Father, not for our glory, but for your glory, Lord Jesus. Not for our personal gain, but for your glory, Lord Jesus. Father, favor us in such a way, Lord God. God, that the things in which you have ordained us to do in ministry, we will be able to do with ease. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. God, we give you glory. Father, we give you honor and we give you praise. Hallelujah. Father, I lift up the church and the ministry, Lord God, of grace. Father, I lift up Pastor Troy and his wife. I pray that you will continue to do great and marvelous things through Grace Ministries, Lord God. I pray, Father, that for all of those under the sound of my voice, Lord God, as they begin to call out their church home names, Lord God, I'm asking, Father, that you would move in a miraculous way in these church homes, Lord. Continue to be glorified. Continue to be exalted in these respective church homes in the name of Jesus. Continue to move by your Holy Spirit. Father, tonight we lift up friends and loved ones. Lord God, You know those who are very intimate, near and dear to my heart. Lord, I'm asking that you would move in the lives of their families. I'm asking that you would move in their lives personally, Lord God. And I'm asking that you would do great and marvelous things. Father, you know each and every one of their intimate needs. I'm asking that you would move in such a way, Lord God, God, that their every need may be met according to your divine will. Lord God, I know this is not too much to ask. Father, I trust you. I trust you with my friends. I trust you with my loved ones. I ask that you would move in a miraculous way in their lives. Father, you know their every need. You know what they have been through and what they are yet going through. Father, I ask that you would move in a mighty way concerning them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your will be done in their lives. Let no works of the enemy prosper against them. Father, those who are seeking your face, Lord God, for promotion, those who are seeking your face, Lord God, for financial deliverance, those who are seeking your face, Lord God, for breakthrough, Lord God, those who are seeking your face, Lord God, due to emotional trauma, due to physical trauma, Lord, I'm asking that you intervene, Lord God, in these individuals' lives. Lord, you know and you see all things, Lord God. Touch their hearts. But God, truly your word says that you are near the brokenhearted. Lord God, let every listener under the sound of my voice understand and know, Lord God, God, that there is nothing that they're going through and there is nothing that they have been through and there is nothing that they can go through, Lord God, that you can't assist them with if they release it into your hands. Father, give them a heart desire, Lord God, to relinquish that thing to you, Lord God, that you may move by your Holy Spirit in their lives, that you may do great and marvelous things in their lives, in them and through them, in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, glory to your name, glory to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your most holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for enabling us to enter into the courts of heaven this night. Father, as we exit from the courts of heaven, we thank you so much and we ask, Lord God, that you would continue to cover us. Continue to cover us with your divine presence, Lord God. Minister to our hearts, Lord God, as we leave, Lord God, this prayer room tonight, Lord God. Father, we ask, Lord God, that your presence will remain with us, that your presence will continue to just marinate our hearts, Lord God. God, we ask that your voice will continue to speak to us and through us in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you so much for this prayer. I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus that no demon in hell may prevail against it, but rather everything that I have uttered this night, that it may certainly come to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'd like to just take this time to thank you so much for joining Frustrated to Sophisticated International Prayer Call tonight. It has been an honor to host you into the prayer room on tonight. If you are listening to this as a recording, I'd like to invite you to share any prayer requests that you may have. If you've found this recording through the website, I'd like to encourage you to go back to the website and hit the International Prayer Call link and go ahead and insert in the contact form whatever it is you so desire to have prayer for, and we will do our due diligence to ensure that your name is mentioned and your prayer request is mentioned in the next prayer call
And if it is your desire to be listed anonymously, please do let us know, and we will ensure that your name is not mentioned, but rather that your prayer request is mentioned in the very next prayer call. You all, it has been a pleasure to host you tonight. It is now 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to thank you so much for joining in. And until the very next time you hear my voice, I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you real good. Take care.